Chapter 32, Fire Breath, the Third of Sizzling Cinder. As soon as the gong sounded, all of the dragons in the room stopped talking. I noticed they were all seated around a long stone table. It looked like they were about to eat dinner. I shivered. I hoped Mouse wasn't on the menu. Just then, the king of the dragons stood up. His muscular body was covered with glistening green scales. He had wings that looked like they'd been sprinkled with a golden powder. On his ankle was a tattoo. It was a picture of a lady dragon and the letter A. Could it be Princess Ashley? The king let out a loud snort.
Who is it? Who's bothering me? He growled.
The royal butler cleared his throat. Then he began to recite all of the king's titles in a high, whiny voice.
Let me introduce His Magnificent Majesty, King Firebrand III of Sizzling Cinder of the Noble Dynasty of Smoldering Lava, King of Dragon Air, Emperor of the Volcano of Vapors, Count of the Steaming Sand Dunes, and Governor of all great and glowing fireballs.
As the butler spoke, fire shot from his mouth. Suddenly, he accidentally breathed it on his own tail. It quickly caught fire. He ran around squealing. Another dragon raced after him, trying to put out the butler's tail. It was a funny sight. Scribblepuff and I snickered softly.
Who's laughing? King Firebrand shouted. I'm not laughing, so no one else should be laughing. Is that clear?
Ember poured before the king of the dragons.
These two strangers arrived Mount Thunder, he said.
I brought them here as a gift to his majesty.
The entire court clapped.
Roasted rodent and frog flambé. Yum, yum, they cheered.
King Firebread stared off in space. He didn't seem to be listening. I also wondered why he kept covering his mouth whenever he spoke. Did he have bad breath? Did he spit when he spoke? It was all one big mystery.